Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Kimmy. Thanks for having me on today.
You're welcome. I just wanted to follow up with you about the Rally of the Bay. How are you feeling post-rally?
Oh, yes. Well, there's a thing called post-rally depression that us organisers and drivers suffer from after an event, but it was such a fantastic weekend that I'm still on a high from it.
So. Oh, wow.
There's no PRD this week. It was such an excellent event over the weekend, and I know a lot of the people from Batemans Bay were out in the forest watching, so from that perspective, it was even better. We saw lots of locals out having a look up at the spectator point, so yeah, it was really good.
Terrific. And how did you go at Surfside? Was that oval a good point for the service park and the start and finish?
I've got to say, we love Surfside. Surfside's actually a great oval and a great facility, and I'm sure as an organising team we'll be wondering whether we go back there next year or whether we stay at Corrigan. So that'll be one for discussion. But yeah, no, it was good, and we all fit in there nicely, and we had plenty of people actually come and have a walk around the service park and talk to the drivers and get to know a few of the people there. It was a very good facility and made for a great service park. And interestingly, the distance to the first stage was exactly the same as the other service park, so it meant that I didn't have to change the road books too much to make it all work, which was great.
That's good.
Surfside's a great place to be.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's talk about the competitors. How did they go?
I think, and if you look around on all of the motorsport news sites, you'll find that it's probably the most exciting event that we've had for many, many years. And can you believe after all of those stages, we had 9 competitive stages, we had a dead heat at the end of the rally.
Oh my goodness.
The timing system times to the nearest hundredth of a second, so the difference at the end of the event was 0.4 of a second, but once we get rid of all of the points because it's timed to the second, it was a dead heat. And the two guys that were battling for the lead were really on fire on the weekend. It was the most amazing rally that I've ever been to. Richie Dalton and Matt Kierans were in a Toyota Yaris, and Clayton Hoy and John Allen in a Mitsubishi Lancer battled it out for the whole day. Richie took the early lead, and then Clayton jumped into the lead, and then Richie took back the lead, and there was only seconds in it. And going into the very last stage, which was a night stage, there was 2.4 seconds separating Richie from Clayton. And Richie was in the lead, but Clayton took 3 seconds or 2.8 seconds back to take the win by 0.4 of a second. And on the count back on the points, basically it was a dead heat. So it was super exciting. And I was at the end of the stage waiting for them to come in because we're doing some interviews with the drivers. And I was sort of on my tippy toes, on the edge of my seat, wondering what the outcome was going to be. So it was fantastic.
Oh, look, that just sounds thrilling. What a way to bring back the Rally of the Bay after the 2 years of COVID getting in the way.
Yeah, it was an excellent way to bring it back. And the excitement, you know, we had people all around the country watching the timing online live, just couldn't believe what was happening. And, you know, I've seen a lot of the vision from the onboard footage. And if you search around on the internet, you'll find plenty of onboard footage. And we've got more to come on all of our social media sites. It's just amazing to see the competition between those two guys. And let's not forget that there's others out there like Tony Sullins, who was third in his Subaru. He was the last state champion in New South Wales. He put in a fantastic performance. Nathan Quinn and Ray Winwood-Smith in a Hyundai, they almost didn't start the rally. They had issues with the car. They had a sensor problem. And they ended up going to a brewery, I think, and they got some gauge from the brewery that measured the pressure that they were trying to do, and they had it stuck to the dashboard. It was quite amusing. But they managed to start the event. They weren't running pace notes. Now, I know last time we talked about the difference between a roadbook and a pace note. The roadbook event is where you just get given the notes by the organisers, and it basically tells you where all the corners are, the major corners are, whereas pace notes, they write everything down. Well, Nathan, he's a former Australian champion, he was running on the roadbook, not on pace notes, and he was setting some amazing times and finished the event fourth outright, which is an amazing considering that he didn't have the pace notes that everybody else had.
Incredible.
Yes, and in the battle for the state championship, Tim Wilkins and Riley Walders were also up against each other, with Tim Wilkins coming home fifth and Riley Walders coming home sixth. which I think leaves the state championship in a pretty good position. Riley Walters is leading the state championship, but it's very tight at the front and there's one more round to go and you never know what will happen.
And where's that round going to be held at?
Yeah, so the next round is up on the Coffs Coast, so based out of Coffs Harbour. It's a round of the Australian Rally Championship as well as the New South Wales Championship, and we expect most of our teams to be up there. It's also a round of the East Coast Classic Series, which Batemans Bay was also a round of. And Sean McAloon in the Ford Escort, he won down at Batemans Bay and is now leading the two-wheel drive East Coast Classic Series. And it was amazing to see him out in the forest in that two-wheel drive car. He was throwing it into every corner sideways, as these escorts do. And amazingly, he finished seventh outright. So
wow. He
was the very first of the two-wheel drive cars home. And it was all four-wheel drives around him. So an amazing result for him.
Well, I just want to thank you for all that information. It's really great it went so well, and we cannot wait till next year, John.
Yes, I can't wait till next year, and we're planning on bigger and better things in the future. So let's talk soon, Kimmy, as to what we're doing. Really enjoyed it.
Look forward to that, John. Thanks, mate.
Okay, thank you.